This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 16 states are holding Super Tuesday elections today, from California to Virginia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
More than a third of the delegates available in both parties' primaries will be awarded today in 16 states and American Samoa. Still, neither President Biden nor Donald Trump will end tonight as their party's presumptive nominee, though they can get pretty close. Next week is the earliest Trump could hit his magic number, followed by the president a week later.
But Nikki Haley is not dropping out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination, telling supporters at a rally in Spring, Texas.
Don't complain about what happens in a general election if you don't play in this primary. It matters. It matters.
Texas has plans to arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally is headed to the Supreme Court. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito has issued an order that temporarily halts Texas's immigration law from going into effect until next week so that the full court can decide what steps to take next. Alito's order putting it on hold until March 13th came just hours after the Justice Department asked the Supreme Court to intervene, setting up another legal showdown over the federal government's authority over immigration. Under the Texas law, state officers can arrest people suspected of entering the country illegally. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A small plane crashed near a highway in Nashville last night. Authorities say it appears everybody on board died. Several people. No exact number yet. The pilot had reported engine trouble. A fire at an industrial plant in suburban Detroit last night set off several explosions. Not clear yet if anybody was hurt. The Biden administration is announcing a rule limiting credit card late fees. This is AP News. Now to Wisconsin's fake elector case.
A settlement has been reached in a fake elector case in Wisconsin from the 2020 presidential election. According to the settlement, two attorneys for then-President Donald Trump, Kenneth Chesborough and Jim Troupas, orchestrated a plan for fake electors to file paperwork falsely saying Trump won in Wisconsin. The two men turned over more than 1,400 pages of documents, emails, and text messages. It's a strategy used in six other states, including Georgia, where Chesborough has already pleaded guilty. There is no admission of wrongdoing or liability in the agreements in Wisconsin, in which Chesborough and Troupas promised to never take part in similar efforts involving future presidential campaigns. Michigan and Nevada have criminally charged fake electors, but there's no known criminal investigation in Wisconsin. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow fell 97 points yesterday. The S&P dropped 6 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.